And welcome to WDOT News. I'm Sam and I'm here with World News. The Ghana Parliament has passed an anti-homosexuality bill outlawing the LGBTQ community in the country, criminalizing LGBTQ activity as well as anyone who supports the LGBTQ community. They are awaiting the president's signature to enshrine it into law. Haiti has declared a state of emergency after a mass prison breakout where as many as 3,500 gang members have been freed from the largest prison in the country and are on the loose causing chaos in the nation. They are protesting the president's incapability of running the country, and shootings have taken place at an airport in Haiti. Devastation in Gaza has continued, and tension between Israel and Hamas is still boiling. Hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza are struggling with famine. Many have already starved to death as a result of the Hamas-Israel conflict. Israel did not want to visit Cairo in peace talks with Hamas. Now, with U.S. News, here's...
Today is Super Tuesday, which is when the largest number of states will be holding presidential primaries. Over a third of all the delegates for both the Republican and Democrat nominations are at stake on Super Tuesday. President Biden is leading the contender for the Democratic nomination, and he has no substantial primary challenge, while former President Donald Trump is leading former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley in the Republican nomination race. In other news, a factory in Michigan blew up, and it rained debris for up to 15 miles away. Also, AI is driving stock market gains. Many analysts say this could be a huge problem for the stock market. Medical debt across the U.S. is associated with worse physical and mental health, and even premature death. A new study from the American Cancer Society found that for every 100 increase in medical debt, there were 8 more days of poor physical health and 6.8 more days of poor mental health reported in a month per 1,000 people. Take it away, Wilbur.
Thanks, Owen. On Monday night, Nassau County Police identified a man they said died after 6 days of being injured in a Uniondale crash. They identified him as Alex Jose Bangas Figueroa, a 35-year-old man from Plainview. Early in the morning on February 24th, Figueroa had been a passenger in a 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee when it flipped over in Jerusalem Avenue in Uniondale and struck a pole. Police pulled him away from the wreckage as he was taken to the hospital where he was initially listed in critical condition. He later died. Sea levels are surging around the city, says the Department of Environmental Conservation. In a new study, they predict sea levels could rise 13 inches in the 2030s and maybe 10 feet by 2100. They say that climate change is real and to please panic. This could put the city under serious danger as storms previously wouldn't have caused major problems in the city will start to cause major flooding. New York City is also one of the most densely populated cities in the U.S., meaning that the storm could impact a small area and still impact a lot of people. Now with business news, it's Jaffe. Oh.
Jeff Bezos dethrones Elon Musk to become the richest person on Earth again. The founder of Amazon had a net worth of $200 billion, while Musk came in second with $198 billion. According to the index, Bezos had made $23 billion in gains throughout the last year, while Musk has lost almost $31 billion. On Monday, Tesla's stock has fallen more than 7%. In May 2023, Musk regained his position as the richest person in the world by surpassing Bernard Arnault, CEO of LVMH, the head of one of the largest corporations in the world, which owns brands including Louis Vuitton, Dior, Celine. For months, Musk, Arnault, and Bezos, the three centibillionaires, have been vying for the top position. The title had been held by Arnault as his fortune increased as a result of a surge in sales of luxury items that raised the price of LVMH's stock. In other news related to Elon Musk, Tesla's Berlin plant shut down after an arson attack to an electricity pylon. Far-left group claims responsibility. And here is Daniel with sports.
Last evening, longtime Eagles center Jason Kelce announced his retirement from the NFL. Kelce, 36, has previously stated that he will retire, but now it's official. He's done. During his 13-year career, Kelce had been named to 7 Pro Bowls, and he has been named to the first team All-Pro 6 times. This season capped off what has been a Hall of Fame-esque career for Kelce. He will now focus on being a full-time father to his children. Other NFL news, the Buccaneers have re-signed the franchise wide receiver, Mike Evans, to a two-year, $52 million contract. Evans, 30 years old, has spent his whole career in Tampa, and it's looking like it's going to stay that way. That's a big wide receiver off the market. Switching over to the NBA, the Celtics dismantled the Warriors by an absurd score, 140-88. Stephen Curry ended up shooting 0-for-9 from 3 and ended with only 4 points. The Warriors' downfall is inevitable, a sad day for Warriors fans. In other news, the shorthanded Knicks proved again that they belong. They defeated the Cavaliers by a score of 107-98. The Knicks beat the Cavs with their 4 best players, OG Anunoby, Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson. This win proves that the Knicks own the Cavaliers and that the Knicks have the most depth out of any team in the league. The Knicks will more than likely be back at full health at the end of the month. Now here's Burgess for entertainment.
Today in entertainment, the popular streaming platform HBO Max has decided to make a profitable decision. HBO Max has decided to follow in the footsteps of Disney Plus and Netflix by announcing a date for anti-password sharing. Of this addition to the company is predicted to make HBO Max millions in profit. It will force every single user who has borrowed an account from somebody else to buy their own subscription to the platform. This update is expected to receive a lot of backlash from the public and it will anger a lot of customers. It was announced by HBO that the password crackdown will be put into action in the year 2025. In addition, the long-awaited Taylor Swift Eras Tour will be dropped on Monday on Disney Plus. Disney has announced that it will be exclusively streamed on Disney Plus and will be debuting on March 14th at 6 p.m. Disney signed a contract that consisted of $75 million that bought the 2-hour and 45-minute movie just to be put on their platform. It might not seem like it, but this was a huge deal and is expected to make Disney lots of money due to the massive fan base that the famous Taylor Swift has. And now with Weather is Nash.
Today in Port Washington, New York, the weather is disgusting. Rainy and completely cloudy, with temperatures hovering around 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Throughout the past week, the weather has been beautiful, with this weekend reaching a high on the year, 64 degrees and sunny, a day of happiness because people could get outside and have some fun in the sun. This week in Port Washington will be full of rain and sun. The rain will go non-stop after starting it just under 24 hours ago today for over 48 hours and is scheduled to come to a halt finally on Thursday at 8 in the morning. After that, we'll have a fully beautiful sunny Friday, reaching a high temperature of 58 degrees with a feel of 60 degrees. It'll then cool down this weekend just in time for the spring sports to get underway. This past weekend, California experienced some crazy snow as they were slammed with more than 86 inches, which piled up in just under 72 hours. Some snow that has never been recorded before in California. And now with Offbeat News is the Alex Rosen.
In the state of North Carolina, two people who allegedly stole almost 600 Venus flytraps from conservation land have had arrest warrants issued towards them. Oftentimes, poachers sell them on the black market for money. North Carolina Wildlife Research Commission leaders are on the case since it is a crime to steal from them from public or from private land. Who they are is currently unknown. Last Wednesday in the United Arab Emirates, pilots are wearing so-called jet suits, held their first race in the city of Dubai. These suits, which have been compared to Marvel Studios' Iron Man suit, are controlled by jet engines on hands and backs. They have 1,500 horsepower and can go up to 80 miles per hour. It was won by Issa Calfone of the United Kingdom. The pilot Ahmed Al-Shehi crashed, but was not seriously harmed. In St. Augustine, Florida, the Florida Man Games took place. It is known as the most insane athletic showdown on Earth. After the national anthem was played on the electric guitar, teams competed against each other in games, such as fighting with pool noodles in muddy water.
And thank you for listening to WDOT News. Have a great day.